If a person is going to be successful, he must think successful thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If a person is going to be successful, he's got to think successful thoughts. Now, you have placed in your mind that you want a happy life and a happy world. You place in your mind that you want things to go harmoniously for you. You place in your mind that you want to enjoy wealth, you want to enjoy health, you want to enjoy these things. And then you lie. You lie. You lie. What do? You go out and you read magazines, television, movies, books, newspapers, neighbors, gossip, talk, and you talk about illness. You talk about the need for a hospital. You talk about the need for doctors. You talk about the need for medical advice, medical medications. You talk for the need of all these things. You talk for the need of this, you need of that. Now, where in that are you saying, I'm whole and perfect? Where in that are you saying all is in divine order? Where in that are you saying that I have put the cause in motion for whatever it is I want to have? Now, what is it you want to have? Well, whatever you want to have, that's what you're thinking about. And as you were saying, what makes me think these thoughts? Well, you're not thinking the other thoughts. That's what makes you think those thoughts. When you have a void, the void reaches out and takes whatever is floating around. And if you want other people's thoughts, who are your creation too, if you want other people's thoughts of the negativity in the world, then just give them power by thinking them too with them. Go out and think the thought. And go out and think the thought about 9/11 and how terrible it was and how this and that and how this and that. And you never let go. You never let go. Now, the Jews have held on to the Holocaust for so long. Now, how many generations are they going to hold on to it and feel unhappy about it? And destroy themselves from being positive, dynamic, forceful, beautiful people that they are. How long are we going to hold on to the 9/11 thing and let it be a terror thing and let us create that terror in our world? The terrorists are getting tired of being terrorists, and we keep recreating them being terrorists. They'd like to settle down and just be ordinary people, you know? They'd like to settle down and just be with their family and be with their friends and be with their world. But we keep recreating them. And we keep recreating them by our thinking about them being terrorists and giving them power. We keep recreating colds and illnesses and cancer. You know, cancer was never a big thing until we started creating it and doctors started researching it and finding out about it and then finding out the causes and finding out. Pretty soon, it's blown up into such a fantastic thing. It's just a terrible thing. And they do the same with diabetes. Diabetes was almost nothing years ago. Why? Because there was no tension. There was no anxiety. Things were working in perfect order. Now, why do we have it? Why do we have any disease? Why do we have any problems in our life? Why don't we just have solutions? Well, because we don't think about solutions. And the moment we start thinking about solutions, that's the moment we start having solutions. But now, do you want that? Do you want to have love, peace, harmony, and goodness in your life? I say, no, you don't. I say, if you tell me that there are problems in the world, you don't want happiness and harmony. You don't want happiness and harmony in your world because you're telling me about the unhappiness in your world. And you empower that. And that's a silly thing to empower, isn't it? So when are we going to start doing an all-out effort of happiness, happiness, happiness? Do an all-out effort of positive thinking, an all-out effort of wealth and harmony and peace and love and good things like that. When are we going to do it? Well, time is timeless, you know. Space is spaceless. When are we going to do it? In the here and the now? Well, I say that, and I say it again and again and again. Wherever I go, I say it. I say, you've got a 10,000 stem cells born new in your brain every day, waiting to go to work. Now, do you believe me? And obviously you don't. Nobody believes me on that, because if they did, they'd immediately say, ah, so that's where you guys are. And then go into their brain mentally and say, all right, guys, 10,000 boys, girls, let's get busy here. I got work for you. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect, whole and perfect. I have harmonious, happy relationships with everything I do, you know? Now, when are we going to let that be the only thing we think about? When are we going to let that be the only thing we think about? Well, when we do, then that's the only thing we experience. Now, why do people have so much money, certain people's, and other people don't? Well, those certain people, they don't think of anything else but that they are wealthy, but that their projects are a success. And with their project being a success, everything else is a success. Now, generally speaking, do you hear of Warren Buffett having health problems? Do you hear of Warren Buffett having relationship problems? Do you hear of Warren Buffett having problems in any area of his life? Well, basically, no. Because he is a success-conscious person. He is a wealth-conscious person. And you cannot have wealth as he does unless you have a wealth consciousness to go with it. And the same with Bill Gates. Does Bill Gates have a happy marriage? Basically, as far as we know. Does Bill Gates have wonderful children? As far as we know. Does Bill Gates have a lovely home? My goodness. Does Bill Gates have everything that anyone could ever want? Yes. Does Bill Gates have a healthy body? Does Bill Gates have respect of the people around the world? Oh, some people don't like what Microsoft did here or there, but say they're going to do that at any time. But the thing is, Bill Gates lives in a world of success. Success in every avenue of his being. Now, if you would like to have success in every avenue of your being, start with just one. Start with one avenue of your being, and that avenue may be, do you do things perfectly? When you dust, do you get on top of the door sips, and do you get on the windows? Are you proud to live in a clean house, that the windows are beautiful and washed regularly, and that the floors are swept and vacuumed, and the things are put away? Do you like to live? Now you say, well, Herb, what that's all about? Oh, this is just order. Just order and balance. If you have a one-room apartment or if you have a mansion, it doesn't make any difference. Do you keep it in order? What's the primary aim that you have? What is Ellen Jeremini's aim? Ellen Jeremini's aim is to live in an orderly house. Her house is always orderly. To live in an orderly garden. She has her yard always as nicely done as she can possibly do it. Always thinking of ways of making it a little more beautiful with a little rose here or there. Always, you see, and then she wants the swimmix area clean and neat. She wants the garage kept clean and neat. Everything about her. And then she spreads that out to the rest of the campus, wanting these things for the rest of the campus. But the rest of the campus people aren't always have the same idea that she has. And so they don't do it. And she let our handyman do work and do incomplete work, and he would leave little piles of dirt here or there at the end of his dragging or grading or whatever it was, and it always looked terrible, and you had to walk through that pile of dirt as you go on the path and so forth. And then Ellen decided, hey, I'm going to tell Brian, whenever he does anything, I want him to finish that job, that one job, make sure that it is totally done. If he has made piles of dirt, level the piles out. Finish these things down. Make these things all clean and neat. I want order. Now, Ellen's order is reaching out into the area of her concern. And so, as she gets that, there will be more and more of everything for her. There will be more perfect health. There will be more of perfect right action. There will be everything in divine order. And why and how is that going to be? That's going to be because she is making sure that every area of her life is complete and whole and perfect. You can make sure every area of your life is complete and whole and perfect, as I can do for mine. And just watch. The more we demand perfection out of ourselves in all areas of our life, the more we experience perfection in all areas of our life. It's just a simple format, simple choice, and do you want to do it? If you do, go for it. If you don't, well, your life shows it. Remember our song? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. So, if you're happy and you know it, smile. Let people around you know of your happiness. If you're successful, show it. If you have a proper attitude, if you're an orderly, cleanly, perfect person in every possible way, as perfect as you can possibly be, your life will show it in every way. So, get out there and enjoy the creation that you have, and do no less than God of the first chapter of the Bible said when he finished creating. He said, all is good and very good. So it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.